there, it's Lisa from Last Stop the Song. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. The City of Montreal has acknowledged wrongdoing regarding the removal of a pro-Palestinian group's posters during an election period. During a by-election in 2024, the group La Salle Amal de Verdun for Palestine, or LEV for Palestine, legally posted messaging about Palestinian liberation and anti-occupation in order for their cause to gain attention during that election. The city removed most of these signs, leading to the group suing.
If there were signs that didn't get taken down, it was usually because we managed to shove them up so high on the pole that it was harder to get taken down. But they kind of indiscriminately, I would say, took pretty much all of our signs down.
Now, almost 2 years later, the case has been settled out of court, and the exact terms are unknown. But the city did issue a statement acknowledging that the removal of the signs was illegal.
They've admitted that they were wrongfully taken down, that they should not have been taken down. So I hope that the city will learn from this instance and see that, you know, we're very serious about what happened. And I hope that they will take different action in the future.
That is Rain Huff, a volunteer with LEV for Palestine. They explain that under the Canada Elections Act, third parties may conduct election advertising if they are registered with Elections Canada, which their group had correctly done. Huff says they hope this sets a precedent for understanding in the city so that activist groups and third parties understand what rights and responsibilities they have and the city does not overstep its bounds.
It's hard to exactly predict what will happen in the future. However, I think the fact of making a public statement and having to acknowledge that they took signs down again, it should help to create a better environment for other activist groups who want to do this kind of action.
The city would not provide an interview on the subject, but referred to their acknowledgement statement, which read, quote, "The City of Montreal will continue to take all measures to ensure compliance with the rules regarding election advertising," unquote.
Really, ultimately, making this kind of statement is the minimum that they can do, but what they can really do is follow through with action and commit to not taking future group signs down and actually investigating. If they had contacted us before taking our signs down, they would have seen that we were, it was completely illegal to take down registered election signage. And that's something that should be taken seriously.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast. And I hope you're having a lovely Sunday afternoon. My name is Abraxia, and I don't know yours. And we've got a very wonderful episode with a lot of different genres for you today. And starting it off, we've got a group that I played last week when I had my wonderful friend Eve as a guest. And this is Neurosis from their recent album An Undying Love for a Burning World, and we're going right into it, so I hope you enjoy First Red Rays. tracks you just heard in order of playing were first Red Rays by the metal group Neurosis from the album, the recent album, An Undying Love for a Burning World, followed by Elk Tooth Blues by All Friends Here, a tiny, tiny group out of Seattle who I know because I used to be, I'm no longer, but I used to be a good friend of the best friend of the singer and songwriter, I think, of the band. And it's from their debut album, or is it an EP? I don't really know, but it's about 25 minutes long. So I guess a short album. I Hate to Wait. So there's some of that for you. And coming up next, we've got a track by my second favorite band. Oh, both of my favorite bands are local groups with friends of mine in them. But this is my second. It used to be my first, but it's been overtaken by another band who don't have anything out yet. But this is by the one and only Puberty Well, and it is the first track off of their debut EP. And they're working on their debut album at the moment. But the EP is quite something, and I'm currently roommates with their former drummer. And yeah, I'm good friends of several members, and just saw one of them yesterday. But anyway. Anyway, before that, we've got a little ad break. You know, we've got to fund the station. It's an honest career, you know, and there are some little things we've got to do. But hey, it's not corporate ad. It's like little groups, and indeed, this time it's a little thing called MYCRI.
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CJLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Hey there! In need of some new content? Wanting to expand your music taste in rock, indie, and dreamy pop? Well, then join me, Andrea Lukasher, every Sunday from 3 to 4 for Melodramatic, where I discuss new artists, new albums, and interview local bands. So sit back, relax, and enjoy dreamy tunes on Sunday afternoons.
I was more than just a coward, I was handsome too. I felt nothing when your flood came down.
Hi, it's Nardwar, the human serviette from The Evaporators, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal. Doot-doot-a-loot-doo, doot-doo.
Oh, dying dog in the room, couldn't see, hear or know the kind of trouble to be told between me and you. Moon-filled up spaces I had left for dead, and I couldn't leave him, but I can't leave you. I've never seen
okay, so I actually messed up and played the wrong the track after the Puberty Well song. So here's a Puberty Well song that I mentioned earlier. I hope you enjoy it.
Out of flat.
So that was Silver Platter by local Montreal trans girl alt-rock band Puberty Well from their debut EP, The Nature of Love, which came out last summer. They always put on a great show. You should go check them out if you have not already. But the two tracks before that, in order of playing, were Crématorium par DVTL du EP Bonjour, and then Hammer by Bria Salmina from the album Big Dog, which also came out last year. She has been the a guitarist, I believe, in the backing band of Orville Peck, which is maybe her most famous thing, but this album is fantastic. I've been playing lots of tracks off it and saw her on the tour promoting it shortly after it came out in Montreal, and that was wonderful. And so, coming up next, we've got... I actually have not, despite being recommended them by so many friends of mine, I've never listened to Black Country New Road. But I will now, and you will too, because I'm going to be playing their track Strangers from the recent Help 2 compilation from War Child Records, which has a bunch of big names on it that I've been playing a lot of. And yeah, this is their track Strangers from that. So if you know, if you like the song and buy the War Child Records compilation of newly recorded songs, often a lot of them, if not all of them, are composed by the people. It's not like covers, you know? It's not one of those things. This is like new compositions, which is pretty crazy. But anyway, I'm your host, Braxa. You're listening to Sykes in the 60. And here is Strangers.
This motion sensor light can talk to me. It tells me that I might have to believe in a non-responsive type is trying to tell me that my hands are clean enough already. Perfect jeans with shallow pockets, chasing dreams starting miles away. The last night of a holiday. The way you smiled at me when you were lying. They said I shouldn't, but good heavens, I might. Pick a fight with a heart-kicking dandy's roundhouse. Monk shoes shining in the light. One foot inside the lift, one leg out. Whoa. Where people gather to work week day.
carefully sleep early in the morning.
I can feel a lump in my throat. The little things have changed with you. You bought a leather jacket, you drive a different car. You're walking to the corner store, you're in the walking arms. She looks just like me. In a way it's beautiful, I'm wherever you go. But I wish you well forever, I wish you well. I wish you well forever, I wish you well. I wish you well forever, all the same what I had imagined.
stop.
Hello. You're listening to Psychs in the 60, CGLO 69 AM's Variant Psychedelic Radio Program Podcast, and I'm still your host, Abraxia. And the tracks you just heard in order of playing were Strangers by Black Country New Road from the compilation Help 2 that recently came out, Wish You Well by Underscores from the new album You, What's It Like to Be Liked by Slater from Worst Girl in America, with the worst being a dollar sign, the S in worst, and Bubblegum Bullet Gun, a new single by KFC Murder Chicks, who a good friend of mine used to be a member of and just put out a first solo album. So check out Ash Vestal if you like that kind of stuff. But anyway, so we've got a little ad for you before we close out the hour, and then we've got a few more tracks, including another song from the album by Aaron Corbett that I have been playing endlessly, because it's fantastic. Tiny Montreal artist. Neo V Extreme Recalibration Personalized Syntholic Mixtape Volume 1 from 2025. And you are going to listen to it after a tiny little break. So here you are.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said. Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal.
She didn't know if she should bring soft water or hard water. Monica and Terry?
Grandpa and Grandma have themselves a little kitty. They call it Tiger. And at first, when they first got him, they had him down in the basement. And when they were finished work, they wanted to play with the cat. I guess they were a little lonesome. So the cat was in the basement, so they ran down the basement, and you know how big the basement is, their place. So they had to chase the cat quite well, you know, they had to chase them all over the basement to find him. Can you picture that, eh? But O'Brien was helping us, he did a little bit. It was funny. He had the balls there, and he was following us.
cast silvery magic wherever we go. Oh, snow.
Snow.
Hello, who's this?
Jokes from the start. Don't get better with me.
should have known right from that night. But some of rock love is never just.
Has been Sykes in the 60s. I'm your host, Abraxa. Tune in next week, Sundays at 1, and yeah, see you then.